The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. Before we started the show, you told me one of the most popular topics at HouseLogic.com is about who's responsible when a neighbor's tree falls into your yard, which is really interesting.
There are a lot of fierce storms last year, so I'm sure there are a lot of people who really had to deal with this and will again.
So who's responsible when a tree falls into your yard?
Well, some folks aren't going to like this, but basically you are if it falls into your yard. Your neighbor's responsible only if you can prove that he or she was aware that his tree was a hazard and refused to fix the problem. Either way, your insurance company restores your property first and later decides whether to go after the neighbor or his insurer for reimbursement if the neighbor was negligent. So the first thing you want to do is call your insurance company.
Okay, now is a fallen tree covered?
Well, homeowners policies typically cover tree damage caused by things like wind and winter storms. So most policies cover hauling away tree debris if the mess is part of the house damage. So yeah, it's likely to be covered. Some will cover cleanup, even if no structures were harmed. But of course, you want to contact your insurer about your particular policy to make sure.
So you have to prove that the fallen tree was because your neighbor was negligent. So how?
You know, you have to be aware. If you notice that your neighbor has a dead, diseased, or, you know, partially fallen over, maybe call it listing tree looming over your property, you want to write him a letter. You don't just want to have the conversation over the back fence. You want to put it in writing. And in that letter, you want to describe the problem. You want to include some photos of the tree. You want to request that the neighbor take a particular action, be as specific as you can. Or you could opt to get your attorney to put it in writing on letterhead. But you may want to start with your own letter first. After all, the person is your neighbor, and you want to try to keep it as neighborly as you can.
Let me reverse it. What if my tree falls over into my neighbor's property?
Okay, so if that happens, you want to let their insurance company contact you. You may not be liable unless you knew or should have known, an important phrase, that the tree was in a dangerous condition. If you pruned a tree or shored up trunks to prevent problems, make sure you gather your receipts to prove that you did your due diligence on the tree. But, you know, I said it before, I'll say it again. Check with your insurance company about your coverage. Coverage and circumstances are going to vary.
And this neighbor stuff is really interesting. You know that old saying, good fences make good neighbors?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, our topic du jour is boundaries. So tell us what we need to know about installing a fence.
I'll start with some must-dos. Number one, don't go even 1 inch over your property line. Get your house line drawing or plat, or order a new survey, which costs you about $500 to $1,000 from a land surveyor to be sure of your boundaries. Fence companies usually install a foot inside the line just to be on the safe side. Number two, ask the fence company you select about restrictions. Fencing companies are supposed to get permits and know local zoning regs for height and setbacks. Some neighborhoods, you might have a height restriction. I know we put one in our backyard while after we moved in, and it couldn't be above 6 feet tall. So you want to make sure you know that going in. Number three, check with your homeowners association if you have one and read your homeowners association rules, because sometimes HOAs can dictate style, height, and maintenance requirements on a fence. And of course, fencing companies are not responsible for knowing your HOA do's and don'ts. You are.
Now, I imagine since neighbors are going to be looking at the fences as much as you, that you want to involve the neighbors here.
Yes, that's a very nice thing to do, and that's what we did. When we put in our fence, we used to have a chain link, and we went over to our neighbors on the three sides and told them what we were planning to do, a wooden fence, and why we were putting it in and all of that. So it's a good idea to talk to them about your planning, and that way any issues can get raised beforehand. The thing your neighbor's going to be most interested in probably is that you're observing the property line, and you know, you can talk to them about the due diligence you've done on that. You're certainly not obligated to show them the design, but you are best off choosing a fence design that's in keeping with the style of your neighborhood. That's always a good rule of thumb for resale. In terms of what side of the fence you put facing your neighbor versus you, there's a debate about that. Some say it's common to put the more finished side of the fence facing the neighbor's yard. You could certainly do that. When we put our fence up, we put the more finished side facing our yard because we wanted the nicer view. We did ask the fence company to make the other side look a little more finished as best they could in deference to the neighbor. But, you know, it's really up to you, whatever you want to do.
Great. When you can use a lot of other people's experience to make your experience go a lot easier. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.